Federal prosecutors today charged a Maryland woman with spying for Iraq. They allege that Saddam Hussein's government paid the 41-year-old woman $10,000 for her work over a 5-year period. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Susan Lindauer was arrested this morning at her home in Tacoma Park, Maryland, a close-in Washington suburb. Neighbors watched as a handful of FBI agents searched the home of a woman they knew to be a freelance media consultant who once worked as a journalist and later as a Capitol Hill press secretary. Neighbor Tom Kaufman was stunned by the charges.
It caught me completely by surprise, and no, it doesn't make sense to me based on what I know about her.
Kaufman says he knew Lindauer well enough to conclude that she fit in the Tacoma Park community, which is home to many peace activists.
I felt very comfortable talking with Susan about politics. She seemed to have similar views to a lot of people that I know, a lot of friends that I have in this community.
Neighbors knew nothing of what federal prosecutors allege Lindauer was up to. In a 14-page indictment, U.S. attorneys make the case that she acted in the U.S. as an agent of the Iraqi government. They allege she made several trips to the Iraqi UN mission and that she met with Iraqi intelligence officials. Robert Precht is dean at the University of Michigan Law School. He says the Fed's case against Lindauer is thin.
Well, what's striking about this indictment is how weak it is, in my mind.
There seems to be no evidence of any written agreement where Lindauer acknowledged working as an agent of the Iraqis, and the total amount of money Lindauer accepted over the course of a 5-year period amounted to about $10,000, much of which the indictment says went to cover expenses.
If I were acting as the agent of a terrorist regime, would I sell my services so cheaply? I think not.
Prosecutors will need to prove that when Lindauer was meeting with Iraqi officials that she knew she was becoming their agent. But Precht says one piece of evidence included in the indictment could actually undercut the prosecutor's case. In January of 2003, just before the war began, the indictment says Lindauer delivered a letter to a U.S. government official in which she conveyed her access to and contacts with the Saddam Hussein regime in an attempt to influence United States foreign policy.
There is a view of the evidence that this person was not an agent, but some kind of misguided peacenik who was trying to, in her own flawed way, to bring two perceived enemies together in some kind of an agreement.
During a hearing in Baltimore, a federal magistrate determined today that there is enough evidence to detain Lindauer temporarily. The case will be prosecuted in New York. Alice Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.